Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. Time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It's Thursday, so we welcome in Lucrecia Renteria from Mendocino Coast Clinics. Today, more about vaccinations and tests and an update on the cancellation of the crab event. So good morning, Lucrecia.
Good morning.
Get right into it.
We are happy to announce that we were able to provide 300 COVID-19 vaccines to our community members yesterday. We had a combination of both Tier 1A people that had not received a vaccine previously and our seniors, ages 75 and older, who were seen in that event. It was a great event, and people were very patient, and people were very happy. And I think that, you know, that sense of a light at the end of the tunnel was definitely felt throughout the afternoon. For anybody who's wondering about how to get on a list to get in line for a vaccine, I think the easiest way is if your primary care provider is offering them, then contact them about how to do that. If you're a patient of Mendocino Coast Clinics, we are going through our lists of patients. We had about 250 people that we were looking at yesterday, or to register for yesterday. We had 150 slots for our registrations, and we looked at our 75-year-olds and over who had some other type of chronic condition. There are a lot of you out there, so we didn't get to everybody, but we are working through those lists. After that, we'll go down to the 75 and older, just without, you know, the specification of the COPD or diabetes, and then be working our way backwards through age tiers or other criteria as the state may change how we're prioritizing handing out the vaccine. For anyone whose primary care provider either isn't in the county or along the coast, or isn't participating in the vaccination program, you can go to vaccinatemendo.com and register there. We did pull names from that list also for yesterday's event, as well as having public health, the county public health department did an online sign up over the weekend for some of those slots. So we're using all three ways to try to pull people in who are in the appropriate tier of where we're at. As I've said before, we have pretty strict protocol about who we can allow in on the vaccinations right now. They're still fairly scarce. I don't get a lot of advanced notice, so you might hear from us a day or two before the scheduled event, but we try to get out the word as quickly and efficiently as we can to make sure that every vaccine that we can get here on the coast gets into people in, you know, within 48 hours of having received it. So again, that's vaccinatemendo.com. If you are a patient in Mendocino Coast Clinics, we will be reaching out to you. If for some reason you really do feel like you've been missed or you have questions about it, you can call us and we will help you out. We also still have our testing going on Wednesday morning and Thursday afternoon, so please call and get an appointment for surveillance testing. Again, free to you, even though we are asking about your insurance information, but the charge will not come back to you personally. So we still want to encourage people to continue to do that surveillance testing. And last week I announced our Crab and Wine event and talked about that coming up at the end of this month. We have decided to postpone the event until March. We don't have an exact date yet, but we're hopeful that we will have gotten more control over the number of growing cases of COVID along the coast in the county. And even though it is a virtual event, we were going to have about 10 people in the tent doing the event between camera people, the MC, some of us runners, and just people who were there, and decided that that was not a good idea right now. We still have, you know, quite a number of mounting cases and want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. So we will be postponing it. Our website is still live. You can buy the merchandise. You can order a packet. And we'll be announcing the date in the near future.
All right. Well, I guess what it comes down to is when it comes to the vaccine, just keep an eye on what groups of people are getting them. And if you feel you're in one of those groups and you haven't been contacted to take the initiative and find out what's going on with your situation. I know it's frustrating for a lot of people, but we really do have to take care of those at the top of the list first, because if we didn't, there'd be no reason to have a list.
Exactly.
And it is good to hear the term light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
We're delighted to be a part of this effort to vaccinate our community. It's just, despite the scarcity of the vaccine, seeing how happy people were to receive it yesterday was really great.
All right. Lucretia, thanks very much for your report. As usual, if you need to get on an additional time, just let us know. Rogalski here from the Coast.